I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be windy today. Later on this afternoon, the wind's going to pick up. And then 81 for a high, but then it cools off over the next couple of days.
Yeah, we're actually under a fire watch, too, until like 6 p.m. tonight. If you're seeing a lot of smoke in the air, it's because a haunted house in Parker, it was a mom-and-pop haunted house that a lot of people know about, caught on fire, and they said it's going to burn out for several hours because the hay around it is on fire.
Yeah. And they can't get water in there. They have these tanks that they brought in there, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah. So that's what the smoke is from, just in case.
All right. We've been promoting this since last Friday. We ran a promo over the weekend saying a big, huge announcement here on our show. Coming up this morning at 7. It is now 7 o'clock and time for the announcement. So what I'm going to do is just roll the drum roll here.
Oh, okay.
And just let him take it.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
All right. I think that's the best way.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it's his announcement.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. All right. So it's not BJ's. It's not mine. It's not Schmidl's. Ladies and gentlemen, Carson!
Bree and I are expecting our first child.
Yay!
Congratulations. That's exciting.
This is awesome.
You're gonna have a baby.
A little baby.
Yeah, this is, you can turn that off now.
you gave me a 5-minute drum roll.
Well, I mean, we had to build it up a little bit, I thought.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
So here's the thing. We have, we've been privy to this, BJ, myself, and Schmidl, and you two have gone through hell and back with this whole thing.
It started in January of 2020 when we first got pregnant, and then it was not even 6 weeks, and Bree just felt like there was something off.
Right.
You know, doctors won't see you unless it's 6 weeks, you know. We went in earlier because we were leaving for Hawaii to go on vacation, and she was just like, there's something wrong. So we went into the doctor's office, and it turned out she had to go into emergency surgery that day because she had some blood in her diaphragm, and it was ectopic pregnancy.
Right.
So that was just a shocker to begin with. I mean, I was terrible. She didn't even tell me. Like, she didn't tell me until she was in the emergency room, and she was like, hey, you got to get down here, like, right away.
Yeah, because we got the text from you, like, you know, this is bad. And so I know at one point we were even worried that she was not going to make it because, you know, she was. Was that the time that she was bleeding?
So we went through two ectopics.
Okay. All right.
And that second one, it was after a transfer. We did IVF. We got 11 embryos, which was great. I mean, the 11 healthy embryos. And we were really just excited about everything. We thought, finally, this is going to go our way after struggling a little bit. And then, so right after the transfer, it was once again like that there, I think it was like 10 days have passed and we were just still edgy because of the first time.
Right.
And she felt like one day she just wasn't feeling the best. She knew she wasn't in pain, which the doctors were shocked by. But she was like, hey, I feel like there's something wrong. So we called down to the fertility clinic and they're like, all right, well, come in. We'll do an ultrasound, whatever, and we'll just see what's going on. And it turns out a 1% chance that the egg went outside of the uterus. And that's what happened.
Ugh.
It busted through and she had blood in her abdomen. And it was emergency.
That's the one where,
she literally could have bled out. If we wouldn't have went to the doctor right that day, she could have bled out. I wouldn't even be able to get her to the emergency room in time enough. So once again, emergency surgery. They sent us right to the hospital, and we had to do that day. I was terrified. I was beside myself.
And then at that point, when did she start blogging about all of this?
It was midway through the IVF journey that we were doing.
Okay, because she has written a great blog. If any of you, I know so many women go through this. She's really written a great blog about everything she's gone through. Mm-hmm. Where is that? Again?
So you can, it's on her Instagram. It's Creating Carols.
Creating Carols. Yeah, oh, that's cute. Carols.
Yeah.
And then after that, I know. So then it was poor Bree. She's been through hell and back, and you as well. But then I know that we all were talking about adoption and all that stuff, right? Because now it's like.
Well, and even before we started to, try and get pregnant, we've always talked about maybe having two kids naturally before we ran into this whole problem. But we always wanted to adopt, maybe like have a third and adopt a third.
Right.
But we decided to go a different route just because of this journey and how hard it was for us. But we got four healthy embryos. We had five. Then the transfer obviously failed. So we had four. So we decided, we weren't going to try transfer again. It was too risky for her, considering that what happened. And we decided to go the gestational carrier route. Because we had four of our babies essentially right there. So we decided to do that. We got lucky. We got matched with a gestational carrier, and she's amazing. Her family's amazing. They've been so supportive. We've actually grown really close to them.
Yeah, it's so crazy to me that you guys have become like best friends with them. And she has kids, and you guys, like, you're their uncle now.
I mean, and their kids, like, we've only met them one time. We FaceTimed, but we went out to visit them and for an ultrasound recently, and they are just the most adorable kids. I mean, we fell in love with them as soon as we met them. It's unreal.
The setbacks that you guys have had, I mean, to be at this place now, what a blessing that is.
No kidding.
I mean, for, that turmoil of that, year that you guys went through, and then now to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you got this wonderful lady, you got a baby on the way. I mean, just an exciting moment for you guys.
It's I just get choked up about it.
Beyond words, isn't it?
It's.
You're going to make me cry. Now, don't do that, because I'm an ugly crier.
It is the greatest thing that will ever happen in your life.
Well, and I'm so.
Now I'm crying.
Well, here's the thing. And I've always said this. Love my wife. Love my mom. Love whatever. You don't know love until you've had a child.
Yeah.
I really. That's the way I feel. And you're about to experience that.
And we're just so lucky. I mean, I look back, and there's so many couples that have struggled for years and years. And we struggled for a while, and it was rough. And there were some instances, and I can't even comprehend feeling what Bree has felt, because I just can't put myself being a guy in that situation. I can't imagine what she went through, how scared she was with all those emergency surgeries. I knew what I was feeling, but I could never even begin to feel what she was feeling. But just to be at the place we are right now and actually have like no doubts about what we have right now, and we're not scared anymore. There were so many times up until a couple months ago, we were terrified still.
Yeah.
Like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong for us, but we're lucky to be at a place that we are.
I'm
right
not
now.
Crying. You're crying.
You are.
So it'll
no,
be.
No, and so the baby is how far along?
15 weeks this Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Which is just nuts.
I know. I was telling Carson, I'm like, they actually think they're going to take that baby to a hockey game. I was like, you are not taking that baby to a hockey game. He's like, we're getting little headphones. Yep. And I'm like, it all changes when you actually have that child in your. Right now, sure, you're taking the baby to the hockey game.
Yeah. He has no idea how his life is going to change.
At all.
You know, you're not going to be going to a hockey game on Wednesday, then you're off to the Foo Fighters on Thursday, and then you're going to do bottle service Friday night at that local club.
Uh-huh.
Buddy, those days are gone.
Bottle service is way different now.
Yeah.
Hey, the due date right now is in April, and that's when the Avs go to the playoffs. So, I mean, we're going to be raising the cup by June.
The baby's going to be there.
I'm telling you, everything that is a priority right now is out the door after this baby comes here. I swear to God, you have no idea.
I notice most about having children is how time flies.
Yeah.
I mean, from the time they're born, before you know it,
they're driving.
They're 6 months old. They're walking. It's the first day of school. I mean, time just flies when you have kids.
Yeah. And I mean, I too said the same thing. I'm sure BJ did too. Like, where you're like, well, this isn't going to change me. I'm still going to be super cool. I remember having my son in a stroller and I'm walking with him along the beach and I'm like, this is so weird. I am so uncool. I have a stroller. Yeah. I was like, what has happened to me? Wait till you push a stroller for the first time. You're going to be like, yeah. Oh my God.
But it's the greatest thing ever.
It is.
Ever.
Of course it is.
It is the greatest thing ever, especially mom and, but from a dad's perspective, mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you how wonderful it is. It's a life changer.
I can't wait. I mean, we're so excited.
Well,
and
you
we're
guys
so
have
blessed.
Been through so much.
It's been a long road.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Again, if somebody wants to keep up with the journey,
yep.
The blog, again, where would you find it?
Just go to Instagram. It's Creating Carols.
I posted That's a all. Link to it on our Facebook okay. page as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait.
Don't we have a present?
We have something for
you. We have a present. I forgot. We have a present. Yeah, we have a present.
Yeah,
we got you a little something.
Yeah, you're going to need
yeah,
these.
Yeah, you are going to need
this. Yeah, when you're pushing that stroller.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
Gifting you your first pair of dad shoes.
Dad shoes!
Dad shoes!
Wow.
New Balance dad shoes!
Oh my God, these are perfect. Oh my God.
Now you just need jean shorts.
Thank you.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, in case you missed it, the big news is Carson's having a baby!
Yay!
And Schmidil got him dad shoes!
Yay! Yay!
New Balance.
They look, I mean, they're fresh.
They are nice.
As soon as I walked into the store, I looked at them and I didn't even have to guess any other ones. I was like, those ones. Those ones right there.
Are the dad shoes.
Well, and they're New Balance. I mean, you can't beat New Balance with
dad shoes. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, now you just need a pair of jorts.
Yes. So hot.
I'll get working on that.
Yeah. And then after that, then you get older and then you get flops and socks.
Socks and flops. Exactly.
Yeah. It's just a journey. The dad journey.
It's a wild ride.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the other thing is you have to get the Cool Guy baby bag, which is like a backpack. Have you guys already looked at Cool Guy baby bags?
We've been looking at strollers and car seats, the big item purchases, you mm-hmm. know, safety, looking into all that. But no, I haven't looked at any like dad carriers or anything.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Dad carries the backpack. That way, and they make them where they have like the baby changing little thing in it and everything.
Oh.
So they make them for guys, but they're cool because they're backpacks. And so you still
so
like,
they don't look.
Yeah, they're like disguised like, I'm not a dad. I'm still cool.
Yeah.
I got a backpack. It doesn't have diapers in it.
It doesn't have formula.
No. And then the best car seat, in my opinion, is it starts with an R. It's Recaro.
Recaro, okay.
Because they make, they actually make racing seats.
Oh.
For NASCAR and all that, so.
So my baby's going to be racing around.
It's going to be a Recaro car seat.
Yeah, I know all that sounds glamorous, but wait till you get on diaper duty.
Oh, yeah.
And I do mean duty. Okay.
And it gets on your thumb.
It's everywhere.
Like, I heard it gets in your hair, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, crazy. You got puke in your hair, everything. One time, I didn't shower for like a week because I was just so tired. My kid was sick, and I didn't care, and I slept with puke in my hair. It's like, this is my life. Somebody help me. You're going to love it.
That sounds great.
So great. All right. Anyway, let's get to some tabloid trash. First of all, the Alec Baldwin shooting. The gun contained a live round. He was practicing pointing the revolver at a camera. Alec Baldwin was practicing cross-draw in a church pew that required pointing his weapon at the camera during the prop gun mishap that left a cinema photographer dead. Two new witnesses, accounts made public by the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office on Sunday night, described the moment the 42-year-old director of photography was shot inside the church building on the New Mexico set of the film Rust. I guess he was rehearsing the gun retrieval method from a pew, and he aimed at the camera. While both the girl and the director stood behind it, The director said he heard a loud pop and realized both him and the cinematographer had been shot. He didn't feel anything. He said he just saw blood everywhere. So
it appears that he's not going to be charged with anything. Yeah. It's accident. But he will face a civil lawsuit. You know that.
Yeah, but it was weird that the dad and the son went to breakfast with him yesterday.
They'll cut a deal.
Yeah, it was just very odd.
You know what I mean?
Safety experts say Alec Baldwin should have never pointed a gun at another human, even if he believed it was safe. The actor accidentally killed a cinematographer on the set, like we told you. Hollywood firearms consultant Brian Carpenter said loaded or unloaded, a weapon never gets pointed at another human being. For safety, all live firearms used in TV and film production are typically aimed at a dummy, not at equipment, cast, or crew. Guns are never aimed at a person on set.
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know.
I've watched a lot of movies. It sure looks like to me they're aiming at each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, look at all the Western movies that are out there. You got to figure that they have been aiming at each other. They just use prop guns.
Carpenter said, you never let the muzzle of a weapon cover something you don't intend to destroy. All guns are always loaded, even if they are not. Treat them as if they are. Former filmmaker and former U.S. National shooting team member Pete somebody put all the blame on Baldwin. He said the buck stops with Alec Baldwin on every single level. It looks very bad for him. At least the captain of the Titanic had the good sense to go down with the ship. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
I'm not sure either, you know, and it does look bad on him, but you know what? It's an accident. You got to figure. He didn't intentionally do it.
No, obviously not.
Yeah. I mean, were there mistakes made on that set? Absolutely. No doubt about it. But I don't know where the blame's going.
Well, and I think it's interesting that a 24-year-old is head of arms and she's only done it for one movie in the past.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy.
Yeah, right? So, in fact, she talks about on a podcast how nervous she is about being the head of arms at a former movie.
I just finished up working on The Old Way with Nicolas Cage. It was also my first time being head armor. You know, I was really nervous about it at first, and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready, but doing it, like, it went really smoothly.
You're not ready.
And then the 911 call is interesting. You'll hear in the 911 call that the one woman, I mean, I know she's obviously in shock, but she's blaming somebody in this 911 call. Here it is.
Santa Fe Fire and EMS, what's the location of the emergency? Bonanza Creek Ranch has had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately.
Okay.
Bonanza Creek Ranch. Come on.
Hey, don't hang up, okay? Hold on just one second.
Director and our camerawoman has been shot.
So was it loaded with a real bullet or what?
I cannot tell you that.
Okay.
Did you see him lean over my table and yell at me? He's supposed to check the guns. He's responsible for what happened. We were rehearsing and it went off and I ran out. We all ran out.
So they're saying Alec is responsible?
I don't know I don't know who she's blaming.
Because over the weekend, you know, I know we have this girl that's in charge of the guns or whatever on the set, but there was another guy they were pointing the finger at, that he's the guy that literally handed the gun to Alec and said it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which means that it has no live round in it.
Right. So I guess that's the person.
But that was a whole different game.
Yeah.
Or a different
guy.
I mean,
she's obviously blaming a man, so I don't know who it is in there, but that might be the guy. But, I mean, it's a lot. It's like, oof, she's already blaming somebody on that call. Anyway, this is sad, too. Gunther on Friends, he died at 59. Schmidl didn't think he was a big deal. Schmidl, he is a very big deal.
He was a huge deal.
No, I asked because I didn't watch Friends. I literally know nothing about the show other than Joey's supposed to be stupid.
Yeah. I'm with you. I didn't know who he was either.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He fell in love with Rachel.
Yeah. He was always hitting on Rachel because he was the owner of the coffee shop and worked, you know.
He's the white-headed guy. He has, like, white hair and really.
He had a very dry sense of humor, too. So he was good.
Yeah, I was super really into good. Seinfeld, not Friends. So, yeah.
Well, you can be into both. That happens.
You should start watching it. It's good. You like it.
To me, now it's hard to watch.
Really?
Yeah, Friends. I like Seinfeld still, but Friends is hard to watch because now, to me, it's so corny.
Oh, I watch Friends on repeat. I'll go through all the seasons and start over again.
Now it's like I know exactly what's going to happen. Like you said, it's just going to be what's-his-name stupid.
Yeah, and he gets dumber and dumber every season, I guess.
Yeah, so plus, it's just like,
Plus, you watch it and you realize that Chandler is headed downhill fast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the other thing, too. Every time I see him, I think of what he's become. dumb.
Yeah, and every time I see Rachel, I'm like, you had Brad Pitt. Like his wiener.
Well, I have to say, that has never crossed my mind.
No. But I also say, oh my God, that's Jen. Her and I starred in the movie Rockstar. Yes, it starred Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston, and Jamie White. Oh my God. That's my friend John. Anyway, yeah, so he died at 59 of prostate cancer. That's a sad story. Mattress Max. Mac, not Max. Mattress Mac, he could win $36 million on the World Series. This guy is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what his bet is because they say he wagered, what, $3 million or something
like
that?
Yeah, 3.3.
How? What bet did he place that he could win $30 million?
He placed a $3.3 million bet on the Houston Astros, who take on the Atlanta Braves on Tuesday. He placed the bet in Indiana. Didn't he fly here once?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I thought so. According to somebody, it could be the largest payout in sports betting history. I don't know. You know more about this crap that I don't know anything about this.
I don't know unless he's bet specific games like game one, Houston wins, game two, Atlanta, and you add all those up to get these odds. I have no idea what he did. But 30-something million dollars?
He could win $36 million.
This guy, didn't he cash in on like $15 million or something like that with the Super Bowl?
In 2019, he wagered $11 million on the 2019 Astros. As part of a store promotion. So what he does is the store promotions, he buys insurance on it. Which I don't know how they cover that, but whatever. He additionally co-authored a book in 2002 titled Always Think Big. And he's well known for helping the community and stuff like that. I don't know. That's crazy. I can never bet $3.3 million. Yeah, I would be a nightmare.
He must be loaded, though.
He must be.
He's got to be like
I mean, just to treat $3.3 million like that, like it's nothing, like it's $3.
Who would think that you would get that rich over mattresses?
No kidding.
The guy, he's Mattress Mac.
Yeah, I know.
And he's worth millions of
dollars.
Well,
if you think about it, the other mattress place, they had a race, they had a NASCAR.
Yeah.
What was there? Furniture Row.
Yeah, so... We're in the wrong business.
You got to change it out every 8 years.
What's that one guy? He has tigers. What's his name?
Jake Jabs. American,
American
Furniture Warehouse.
Seems to be loaded.
Yeah.
I bet he is.
They're doing pretty good.
Except for I keep finding cat hair on my furniture. Kind of pisses me off. All right, I'm done. That's all I have. There you go. Double Josh.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm pretty excited. We're going to trick or treat on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And you're going to steal your kids' candy?
I am.
I know.
I am. I
That's why you're excited.
All right, I got something I want to play for you here. And I don't know if this is fake or not, but you know the whole Let's Go Brandon thing, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You think most people know what that is?
If not, why don't you explain it?
Well, Let's Go Brandon. It was a car race, and this lady is interviewing a guy named Brandon. Brandon won the race. Well, in the background, the crowd is chanting F Joe Biden. And she looks at Brandon and says, oh, listen to them. They're saying, let's go Brandon. And that took off.
Right.
Now, everybody's using let's go Brandon, which they really mean the other, right? Well, now I guess there's a thing about going into stores and having them to page.
Oh, no.
For let's go, L-E-S-C-O, let's go, last name Brandon.
Oh, that's stupid.
So you get the page, and this is at a Target store, and this was on Twitter over the weekend.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Can you page somebody, please?
Yeah.
It's first name, let's go.
Yep. What's last name?
Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
Before, you know, she come, I would wrap it up before she come, and then after.
Let's go, Brandon. Your party's waiting for you at guest service. Let's go, Brandon. Your party's waiting for you at guest service.
I don't know.
That's pretty funny, though.
It is funny.
Because he said it so matter-of-fact,
yeah,
right?
He does. And when you watch the video, it could be. I guess it is real.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they got away with it, right? But now we're going to hear it in the airport.
You know, it's going to be everywhere.
It's going to be everywhere.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have tickets this morning with the Colorado Sports Rental. It's a couple of tickets to Loveland, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go skiing.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Two one-day lift tickets.
And you also qualify. You qualify to win a new pair of skis or a snowboard.
Oh, wow. Never Summer. I love Never Summer.
Yeah. 8:30. We'll give you a chance to win.
Where did these come from? This is just out of left field,
isn't
it?
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know when Love London opens up, though. I mean,
They haven't announced it yet.
They've put out a calendar on different resorts that are opening up, but I didn't see Love London.
Did they get hammered over the weekend?
I don't know.
Because I feel like that, I mean, it seemed like a snowy kind of mountainous time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think they did, didn't they?
I can't remember. I don't really know.
It was a long weekend.
I know some people got it, like Steamboat Springs, places like that, but I don't know if Loveland got it.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just so weird how it's like completely a different world when you go to the tunnel.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, you go through that, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, nobody in Denver knows that this is going on. Like, I'm going to die in a blizzard and nobody has any idea.
Like, the mountain is the cutoff.
Did you see the truck that jackknifed over the weekend?
I did not.
Yeah. Well, they showed some footage just a few minutes ago, but he took out like 45 feet of guardrail.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I guess he just tumbled.
Whatever.
It was nasty. Yeah. It shut down I-70 for several hours.
I love the mountains, though, but it is a weird feeling when you talk to your friends down here and they're like, yeah, it's sunny. And you're like, no, it's not. It's a blizzard. Yeah. You know, isn't it weird?
It is a whole different world.
It's so weird, yeah.
It is. All right, there are times that you want to hate Tom Brady, but he did something over the weekend again that you have to go, oh, he's a nice guy. I don't want to say it, but I guess he is a nice guy. There was a little boy in the stands down on the front row in the end zone, and he had a sign that said, Tom Brady helped me beat cancer.
Wow.
So Tom takes a
hat. Well, how did he help him beat cancer?
I don't know if he was there. Maybe I don't know how he supported the kid, but the kid had this sign in the stands.
All right.
And he scores a touchdown, and he goes over with a hat and gives it to the little boy. The little boy bawls. He's crying
That's
so hard.
So cute.
Are you seeing the video right now?
No.
Spadil, can you pull up the video, please?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, all right. But Brady's that guy that we all want to hate. We don't really want to, support him at all.
So cute.
But then he does something like this.
That is just so, heart melts.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
You got the dad and the son sitting there. The kid's probably no more than 8, 9 years old.
I bet Giselle made him do it.
Yeah. He did say his wife's at the game.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's why that happened.
Tom,
right there.
Tom,
yeah.
Get over there.
Go over there, Tom.
We need the PR, Tommy. Tom. Yeah. We need the PR. Not too many people like you, Tom. You got to do things like this.
Well, that is sweet. He didn't have to. But, I mean, if he didn't do something, wouldn't he look like an ass?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of made to do something at that point.
Once you lock your eyes onto that sign, you've got to make a move.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it could have been a football, could have been a hat, could have been a whatever, and, make the kid happy. But you got to do something, I guess.
Well, that is sweet. Yeah. Good for you, Tom Brady, being all nice and crap.
If you heard the big announcement earlier this morning, Carson's going to be a daddy.
Shouldn't we sing that song? Having my baby, what a love. Remember, everybody hated that song.
No.
It was like, oh my God, who's like Nickelback or something? Remember? Everybody
hated
it.
Nickelback.
I just heard the news today. What's that one? Remember that one? You guys, come on.
Arms Wide Open?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's that's Creed or Nickelback. I can't remember.
Yeah, remember it? Everybody's like, oh my God, because he's sang it about his...
That song sucks.
Oh my God,
is
so bad.
Is that a song about a baby?
Yeah, it's about he found out his wife was going to have a baby.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I just heard the news today.
If it's such a wonderful occasion, why is it everybody hates it?
Because remember, it's Nickelback or Creed. Everybody turned against him.
Yeah, there's always
everybody turned against him.
Yeah,
remember?
I don't know why they hated that band so much.
I know.
Because to me, their music's no different than a lot of rock bands out there. It's pretty much the same.
Everybody hates them.
They do.
We should play it next.
Well, that's the big news this morning. Carson's going to be a daddy in the spring.
Yay!
And he's so excited.
Now, we haven't even said what the sex is.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, we haven't told anybody what the sex is. And by the way, you guys, can we talk about, sorry to take it away from you, because today is your day, the reveal party. Oh, my God. He did it with a hockey puck.
Yeah. Why not?
You're just so stereotypical. Like, every guy does whatever he... Like, my nephew, he does that thing where he has that big fan on his back and he flies around town up in the air. So they did a thing where they put the color bomb...
And it shot out.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, my God.
And I saw Carson's... reveal.
Yeah.
Because he did it with a hockey stick, or you slapped a puck into a net, and then it exploded with whatever color that it's going to be with the sex, right? When I saw that video, the first thing I thought was Bree had no input on this. There was absolutely no conversation whatsoever.
I agree with that. It is every man's thing.
It is. Mm-hmm. She had no input on that at all.
There was no negotiation. I was doing a hockey puck.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing with these reveal parties. These guys, it's like they finally get to feel like they're included in something. So they just take over this thing. Like my nephew, you know, putting that fan on his back. And I'm just like, what is happening? But it's every guy does it. And what I thought with the hockey puck is somebody's going to get their eyes shot out.
Yeah. I mean, it could have gone real bad.
It could have. Yeah. It could have gone bad.
I thought it was going to go through the dent and through the neighbor's house.
Right. I mean, and everybody's doing these reveals. Like, I mean, I'm not taking away from you, but man, that sure wasn't a thing 15 years ago.
At all.
I kind of wish it was.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have to get creative and you have to beat your neighbor.
I felt like nobody cared.
Well, there's that.
I felt like I was the only one, me, Lisa, whatever. Yeah. We're the only ones that really care.
Yeah, but I mean, I think like extended family care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, it wasn't even a big party. We had like not even 20 people there.
Yeah.
It was real tight.
I noticed that BJ and I weren't invited. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Thanks, Al.
We appreciate it.
Would you guys have showed up?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Of course we would have. What are you talking about?
I would have.
We didn't get invited. So
it's
no
fine.
It's no big deal.
Okay.
It's no big deal.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.